Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a documentary that focuses on one of the great all-time operatic divas, and it's called Maria by Callas.
And it features Maria in all of her glory from the beginning throughout her life. It's fascinating to me. You see interviews with Edward R. Murrow and talking with her about her own thoughts. And I think she lived her life with a philosophy that destiny determines everything.
Yeah, this movie, as much as anything, allows her to tell her own story because it is all interviews and you hear her voice. The only exception to that is when her letters are read. Those are read by Kansas City native Joyce DiDonato, the famous operatic diva of her own right. And it's an interesting movie mainly because, as you point out, it fills in a lot of gaps that we don't know from her life. But at the same time, it's only from her perspective.
I enjoyed the transformation of her being looking like a young, intense Audrey Hepburn. And then as time went on, she began to look like Jackie Kennedy. And here was the big surprise. She ends up being Aristotle Onassis' best friend long before Jackie came along. I won't say any more.
Well, I think it's pretty common knowledge for anybody who knows her that even after Jackie, she was still with Ari.
Yeah, but I didn't know that, and right. I thought, fascinating, he has a template for what he went for, but she loved him.
Yes, and, you know, she's famous for being tempestuous, and that doesn't fully come through here, but her strength of ego certainly does.
Oh, that was the most enjoyable part for me, is seeing how she had an opinion for everything.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.